Take my hand. Join me as we press forward. Take my hand as we move with unrelenting speed toward a new world, one that we breathed and forged together. A place where all are welcomed, a true community. Take my hand. Join me as we infuse freedom, weave compassion, embody the brilliance. See? This is what happens when we fashion a world centered in love. This is not a walk in the park, nor for the faint of heart. This is a journey. All are invited to take part, where we reach down deep, reach down past comfortable, reach down past what's superficial, reach down where past and present pain overflows, reach past the temporary to bring hope and healing that will endure. We will reach back to pass the torch, each one of us a spark, but together a flame that roars. Take my hand, and then take another's. For this is what you are called for, to walk down this broken road, to demand that every voice is heard, to forge a world where justice is assured.
Leave us all.
Shh. We begin with reverent silence, a stillness. Only heartbeats echo. This quiet calls us to interrupt it. It is time. Let's take a collective breath. Lungs swell to tremor brass with breath. Collect the wooden extension of hands to beat snares. Each bang and clang an alarm to awaken us to the history of injustice, to the oppression of today. This collision of sound awakening the sleepers, teachers, bargainers, preachers. There is no place for pillows and prayers alone. This is a battle cry, a beacon for communities, transformation from passivity to activity, transition from dream to reality, from unjust peace to one earned for all. This war for justice is continuous with none of us untouched. So all of us should be drawn to the fight. All join in on this battle cry. For pillows and prayers alone. We have opened our eyes and cannot return to slumber. After hearing the cries of the oppressed and marginalized, we have sounded the alarm. Now we march forward. Beat, beat, blow, blow. We walk down this broken road, broken nations, broken patience. We feel the need for reconstruction in our core. Each is time for each of us to march towards mending, bringing love and labor so what's broken can be transformed. Pressing forward, looking to the sky, we say, reach down, Lord. Each of us, we are mirrors. Who we are, a reflection of how we treat each other. Each word exchanged echoes our frame of mind, displays who we cut out of humanity's portrait. When you look at me, what do you see? Do you see someone who has a right to simply be? Or a body undeserving of the right to live freely? Our differences should not threaten your identity. Our sameness shouldn't make me more worthy. When you look in the mirror, please see me. Mind and soul, see me and your own flesh and bone, regardless of skin tone, who and where I call home. Party and political positions, the possessions I hold. See me for who I am and still listen. Find me in your reflection and my right to thrive worthy of your protection. Because if you truly love your neighbor as yourself, you would recognize your divine connection to everyone.
Thank you.
Your heart is open. Now, it's your time to shine. Not for you to live in the spotlight, but so that others can thrive. This is a call that cannot be ignored. This fight is within you. This light cannot be diffused. So illuminate through the hate. Gleam while renewed by MLK's dream. Let the marginalized be equalized through love and action. Go and transform this world. Be the light we need. While this musical work may be finished, know that our work is nowhere complete. In a world where oppression remains hidden by tradition, we refuse to allow prejudice to be justified by laws and religion. No longer will we use differences as ammunition for division, because we know that passivity is the enemy of advancement. We're on the path to equity. We are part of the process of breaking chain cycles rooted in pain, united under one aim: freedom for all. Embracing courage over comfort, using our privilege to be advocates, no longer silent. This spirit of activism actively flows within us. This is where we tap in. Everyone, all in, each step, each act, each vote, each time we push back. We reimagine and rebuild the world we know, to one where love overflows. We must persevere and believe that justice for all can be made real. You and I, we have the power to achieve what Langston Hughes once dreamed of.